You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here. I'm here early to get this mix uploaded here before 7 a.m. Monday morning on the 8th of June. I thank you for joining us here. This is a sermon that I just preached yesterday, and it's taken out of Matthew chapter 12, verse 30, where Jesus said, if you're not for me, you're against me. And if you're not gathering with me, then you're scattering. Really, it's a look at the unrest and what's going on in the United States of America right now. And we see all this stuff. And if you listen to the news and everything else, you run the risk of getting sidetracked and taken off track of what you and I are supposed to be doing. This sermon, I pray, is going to help you do that. Help you no matter who you are today. If you are a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, if you are a Christian, black or white, or no matter who or what color you are, these are our marching orders, and the marching orders do not change. They didn't change then when Herod the Great killed every Jew under 2 years old. They didn't change then. They don't change now. The marching orders are the same. That's what we're looking at here today. And this is part one. I'll play this intro again tomorrow on Tuesday. This will play for 4 days, Monday through Thursday, for or against. Are you on Jesus' side or are you against him? And there's only one way to fight this. We'll get into that here once we identify what the problem is. And it's a spiritual problem, too. Don't kid yourself, friend. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places. This is a spiritual battle. This is part one of this message. Now, if you'd like a copy of this, write to me, paul@wmiefm.com. If you don't agree, write to me. But don't forget, book, chapter, and verse. Any contact you make with me, if you don't agree with the program, book, chapter, and verse. Because I'm coming to you with book, chapter, and verse.
Philippians 3:9. He said, indeed, I count all things as loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I've suffered the loss of all things, and I count them as dung, so that I might gain Christ and be found in him. Then he says, not having my own righteousness, but that which is through the faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, so that I might know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Paul the apostle was willing to lose everything, and he considered it dung when compared to being found in Christ and being about his business when he returned and not having his own righteousness. He didn't want his own righteousness. He wanted his righteousness. That's why the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then all these things will be added unto you. Whose righteousness are you after today? Yours or his? He who is not gathering with him is scattering abroad. It's an evil world out here. Duh, or gee, thanks for that tidbit of information, Pastor Paul. It's an evil world. I want to help you this morning find your place. Do you find yourselves gathering with him or scattering abroad? Question, what's he gathering? Nuts and berries like a squirrel? Gold? What's Jesus gathering, Eric? Souls. That's the answer. Souls. He who is not gathering together with him is scattering. Jesus is in the business of gathering souls in an evil and crooked world. He's gathering souls. That's what he's doing. You're either with him or against him. The Son of Man came to seek and save that which was lost. Where else should we be going? Matthew 16:24. Then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, pick up his cross, and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? What will a man give in exchange for his soul? Where else should we be going? Ephesians 2:1. It says, and you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world. Listen to this. According to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. Turn your television on. Not he will work. That's not prophecy. The spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. And that's what you were until him, by his grace, snatched you out and set your feet upon the rock. The spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom we also once conducted ourselves in the lusts of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. Look at that. The sons of disobedience out here today, they're all being led by the prince of the power of the air. That's Satan. These sons of disobedience out here in the United States are being led by Satan, the prince of the power of the air, who now works in the sons of disobedience. Now, you and I in the Church of Jesus Christ are to be going in the opposite direction of this evil world. The world's going that way. This is what the word church means. Ecclesia, called out. Called out of what? The evil world. 2 Corinthians 6:17, it says, come out from among them and be ye separate and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. That's why you can't still be a homosexual and be in the church, or a drunkard, or a wife beater. He's called you out of that. We're not to live lives like that anymore. He's called us out of that lifestyle. And we're going in this direction. And when he comes back again, he's coming back for all those going in this direction. To all those that look for him. Now, there's the first verse with a contrast in it. A contrast between the people of God and the people of the world. They, the sons of disobedience, are marching. They're marching in one direction. They're led by the prince of the power of the air. Don't be deceived. This is a spiritual battle going on. This is a spiritual battle going on. This devil is this old Pied Piper leading people to hell. And that's why I don't believe, in my opinion, that we can be saved from this. Because no one's willing to go to the root and pull up the roots. A new president isn't going to change this. You change presidents, and you're always one president away from hell on earth. You'll be hanging on by a thread until the next ungodly, wicked ruler is elected president. That's not going to fix this. Am I saying all those people rioting and marching are not Christians? Whoa, now there's a loaded question, loaded with dynamite. Since I don't see any WWJD bracelets out there anymore, allow me to help you a little bit. Because what he would do is not expedient anymore. Everyone wears the bracelets until now. What would Jesus do? He wouldn't be out here burning down the countryside. He says, he who doesn't gather with me is scattering abroad. Like Eric told you, Jesus is in the soul-winning business. That doesn't change. We're gathering souls until he comes back. Slams down his gavel, and it's all over. And the door's shut. Then those who weren't ready come up to the door, and they knock, and they say, Lord, Lord, we're ready now. I was deceived by the newsman. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. Isaiah 53:7. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, but he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. If you find yourself persecuted because of the color of your skin today or because of your religion, God says, vengeance is mine, I will repay. And he will avenge, and he will make it right. But 2,000 years later, he hasn't avenged Christians yet, or black people, or anyone else persecuted. We saw in here Wednesday nights, payback and relief come on the same day. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. If you are called by the noble name of Christian, then you are called to follow after Jesus Christ and imitate him, not what's going on in the world. Proverbs 25:21. If your enemy is thirsty, give him bread to eat. I'm sorry, if your enemy is hungry, give him bread to eat. If he's thirsty, give him water to drink. For so you will heap coals of fire on his head, and the Lord will reward you. This is the direction of the saint, the child of God. Now, as for the others, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Verse 7, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7, it says, for the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. There we go again. First, we had the prince of the power of the air is already working in the sons of disobedience. Now, here's your another continuous.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web